I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big Weege overtime with Jake Volnick coming up later on tonight as well. But we had Albert Breer on at 5:20. And one of the things we asked him about was, you know, there have been a couple reports about Kevin Stefanski and, you know, the idea that he could get hired right away if the Browns fired him. He'd be a, what was it, prime candidate if the Browns fired him. And we followed up on Albert talking on his own podcast, the MMQB podcast, that maybe Kevin feels like things have run their course. JP asked short, sweet, and to-the-point question just on that. Has maybe Kevin Stefanski feel like he may rather not be here anymore? Here's what Albert had to say.
I think he likes the people that he works with. I think, this is just my opinion, I think he likes working with the Haslams. I think he's got a good working relationship with them. I think, you know, obviously he and Andrew Berry have a good rapport. I just think so much has happened in the last 6 years. I think it is fair to ask that question, is like, is this the right mix to go forward with based on like the history that everybody has together? The chance that core of players had of really competing at the highest level is completely undermined, right? So that's your history right now. So how do you come out of that? That doesn't mean like the people can't work together or there aren't good people. But I think when that's your history, your working history with someone, like, it can be a little bit difficult to come out of that. So I think that's something that everybody's going to have to evaluate at the end of the year.
So pretty much confirms everything that we've heard, that it does sound like Kevin just would, if there was a fresh start opportunity, Kevin would welcome it.
Well, it's what is interesting out of that to me is the idea that it's just been too much failure to possibly, in that building, I guess maybe almost have faith that the other person could trust each other and that the collaborative effort could make its way on. What are you doing over there?
Trying to
I never get thrown off. I got very thrown off there.
Sorry.
You went to like every pocket like six times.
Sorry, I was looking for something.
But then I didn't know if it was like looking for something in your pocket.
Yeah, I was.
Or if like, if,
was.
Like
you was got the, me busted.
Was the I was, chair breaking?
I totally,
or I didn't really didn't know
I
what
totally
was happening.
Just ADHD'd out. And I was listening. I promise I was listening. I just was fidgeting.
But it was like I'm doing the motion, which is awful for radio right now, but it was so I was genuinely worried you just
so these things
lost something.
These nail clippers I have were stabbing me.
Nail clippers?
And they were stabbing me in the side.
You were moving like you were being stabbed.
Yes.
But then you couldn't convince yourself which side was actually being stabbed.
No. I was trying to move my pants around. And you just didn't see the other hand. So it was very embarrassing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you got embarrassed.
No. I totally, it took me out of my element. I deserve to be called out on it. So Kevin Stefanski, huh?
Yeah, let's get back to Stefanski.
Clip these nails here.
You're going to clip them now. Okay. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I almost asked, like, oh,
I don't know what the hell that is.
Throw those over here. But then I was like, that's a weird thing to
just
share.
Also realize there's some leftover popcorn from Andy and Jeff earlier today that somehow has stayed in the middle of the desk.
You can't just toss.
You just meant you threw high.
You threw it behind yourself.
You went Mickey Mouse there.
You threw it behind yourself like you're making a wish.
Yeah, I did. I wished it was out of my damn face.
In the Ken Carmen studio, we don't do that around here.
I think we do.
I think.
I'll pick it up later.
He's just out here littering. Maybe. Left and right. I don't know.
That's not littering if you're private.
I mean, it was the trash can's right there.
I thought I was going to make it.
It couldn't be.
I misjudged the weight.
That was not an attempt at the trash can.
I didn't even look at the trash can.
I know it's back there until I said it. I absolutely do. I was Mr. Perfecting it.
You're not even aiming towards it right now.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. I'm looking at where you're aiming, and I'm looking at where the trash can is.
Let me adjust to where I was.
Yeah, there we go. That would have been better. The no look.
Yeah, that's what I was going
you
for.
You just tossed that without a care in the world. Some janitor's going to clean this up, not me. Oh, please, are you cutting your nails down?
So, Kevin Stefanski, huh?
Stefanski's cooked. I mean, there's no other way around it. The man is cooked.
I just think what's funny about it is I continue to come back to, it's tough for me to believe. I buy that there's been too much failure. I do. There's been too much failure for me to keep watching Kevin Stefanski be my head coach. I get that, right? I just think the idea that Kevin, who knows how precious these jobs are, how few and far between.
Yeah.
How he still, because the risk here is, okay, sure, everyone thinks he might get the head coaching job. Sure. And if he doesn't, okay, then you start the waiting. So the idea that you would leave a sure thing, or that you'd be more inclined to leave a sure thing than try and, I don't know, sustain a rebuild is wild to me.
Well, isn't this the time where he's basically, what he's doing is putting himself out there to see if the sure thing can basically materialize before he actually does get fired?
Oh, no, I think that's fair.
Like, this is the big grandstand. This is, hey, so those Giants rumors. What are the Giants actually saying about me? Let's see. Do Titans host, they really think that there'd be dancing in the street if Tennessee hired me? What is Tennessee? This is all one big theater play. And again, it's probably why he's checked out during these games, or at least seems like he's checked out during these games, because he's too busy trying to go ahead and jockey for another job at this point.
I think I was actually texting Albert with this after our interview, just making sure we were cool and want to make sure I didn't, you know, go too far. I thought we were fine, but you never know. And I was texting him, and I said something equivalent to, between Shador and Stefanski's future, this is as interesting as the Browns have been in a lost season, where it isn't just everyone's for sure fired.
Well, yeah.
Because there's, will Stefanski leave you? Will you fire him? Will you fire Andrew Berry? Those are all still questions.
But this is our payoff in many respects for the idea that for the Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel time, it felt like we were pulling teeth out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this is almost, if you're ever going to have an interesting part of the season, the Shador looking great part of this, this is the reward for going through all those miserable weeks of having to try to get excited for a Joe Flacco or Dylan Gabriel game. This is the reward of that. And now what happens with Stefanski, some people look at getting a new coach as if it's an exhausting thing or a bad thing. I don't. I look at it as a promising thing. So I get excited at the prospect of having somebody new and finding out their quirks and their tendencies and figuring that out instead of just running it back with the same thing we've been doing for 6 years.
Yeah, and I look at this and I go, it, like, where I struggle with all of this is with Kevin specifically. It just feels like you need to make some sort of change, but knowing that on the other side of that is an entirety of 6 years wasted. Like, I don't know. I just can't get over how the Browns, where these guys, the entry point for both of these guys, and it wasn't a perfect roster. They needed to rebuild the tackle position, certainly. They did have some holes in the defense. Like, they did not walk into a completely furnished room, but more furnished than anybody. And to kind of see how the vibe around football is still so pro Kevin Stefanski, it just boggles my mind. It really does.
Yeah, but there is a little bit of a conclusion to this, and maybe that's the part that you're talking about right now. Like, the idea that if you do fire him, then it is, there's no debates, there's no discussion, and that is a closed chapter on Stefanski, which, by the way, I'm excited about that prospect. I am. I don't look at it as a bad thing, but I guess it is a
It's just a swift reminder of the past 6 years not paying off the way that we once thought it would.
Yeah, and I guess maybe that's where it's like, I think Kevin deserves to be fired. It's two straight three-win seasons. He waited till year three to build an offense around Deshaun. By that point, it was too late. Deshaun was too physically broken, coming off the shoulder injury into the Achilles injury. He hired the wrong offensive coordinator in Ken Dorsey instead of just basically hiring the equivalent of Jim Schwartz. I think Kevin could have stopped Baker from being, you know, annexed away from Berea. He didn't. Like, there's so many things that I think, well, this is fair. This is a but the idea that the guys who were the guys who came up with the Deshaun trade still being here still also baffles me to some degree.
Okay, so the idea that Andrew Berry still exists. Yeah, because I'm ready for a brand new Browns in general. It feels like a jacket we've just been wearing for a little bit too long. Let's get something new. I want a new identity. I want it, when I think about this team, I want to think about them in a different way than I currently think about them. And with Andrew Berry here, that part doesn't go away.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll still make jokes about analytics. We'll still make jokes about the thought partners. We'll still make jokes about a lot of the same things that have bothered us over the previous few years.
Now, are you comfortable with the risk that this means for Shador?
I mean, yeah, definitely. Yeah, because I told you yesterday, if I say it once, I'll say it a million times until the rest of the season. Shador's doing this in spite of them. I really don't think that there's any part of them that deserves a multitude of credit attached to what Shador is doing. I think Shador is doing this in spite of him, and I think if I was Shador, I'd be open arms, ready for the idea that it'd be somebody else that is taking the reins.
Well, but you could get a new head coach in here, and he could think less of Shador than Stefanski did.
Yeah, and Shador would just have to go out there and prove it in the same way he had to try to prove to Stefanski. And if it doesn't work out that way, then again, that's the roll of the dice. You already got a guy in Stefanski that doesn't believe in him as is. It's not as if, like, Stefanski's knocking
down. It could
get
worse, though. You could have a guy that decides he just doesn't want Shador here because of the noise. Like, that's the prevalent thing.
Well, that's what the next four games is. The job for Shador right now is the next four games is to make that conversation irrefutable. So to make that conversation for the next head coach not even be a question mark to them. They're taking the job with the idea that Shador is a part of those plans.
Is Stefanski going to back that up? Is Haslam going to back that up?
I would think so. I would hope so. I guess we don't have too much of the inner workings of Haslam and how he thinks about the Shador experience, but we do know he seemed pretty open to, making it seem nice with Deion, if that means anything.
So this is less keep Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. It's not that. It is that when new regimes come in, especially if it's head coach and GM,
yeah, this is anywhere
there's
in life.
A lot of turnover that just naturally happens.
Yes.
And with that, there's just nobody safe, including Myles Garrett, by the way. So I just think, from that standpoint, that's where I think it's going to be really interesting just to see. Is there, because I actually think there are head coaches going to come in and look at Shador and go, I love this kid's attitude, and let's build an offense that suits him instead of fitting him into ours, instead of our offense, right?
Yeah, sure.
But I don't know that's a given. And I think that's just...
It's a roll of the dice I'm willing to take, let's put it that way.
Now
I feel like I said that with such authority or something, I'm ready to roll the...
I looked at
get the craps table
and there's
out
somebody
something?
On the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel that said, JP, don't drop the soap. I don't know if that's a callback to our
late 240 segment.
I think so. I don't know, or maybe they just don't want you to drop the soap.
Well, I think that's good life advice.
Yeah.
You know, you never
pick it up. Your feet get all slippery.
Yeah, you know, I have such a tiny shower, by the way.
Not
really even a problem for me if I were to, in fact, do that. Not even
there
really
just couldn't
issue.
Be somebody else in there?
No, it's a tiny, very tiny shower.
No.
Very shockingly tiny shower that I have. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think that's what he's referencing.
I don't either. No, I don't.
No, I don't. I think he's referencing the 240 segment.
I think he is.
Where you decided that at 6'2", 230, I guess I'm like a... I'm just like, I'm meat.
It was 6'2", 215 earlier today.
I looked at the scale earlier today.
He added 15 pounds.
I looked at the scale earlier today. Definitely didn't say 215. We wished it said 215. It does not say 215.
I think it's more about your
6'2", 230.
Your personality that would make you.
I get treated like I'm 5'7 and a buck 40. Meanwhile, Jax comes in the room and you're like, now that's a guy that could handle prison. Jax is like legitimately 5'7", 150.
He's got
5'7".
He's such
what are you, 5'9?
No, 5'10 and a half.
Like
he's counting the half
the
on the
first
5'10".
Couple
I don't
days,
even know about
he'd
that.
Have to fend off some suitors.
Right, but you do see.
That is fair.
You do see how that it appears to myself.
He would win people over, not like, with favors,
like,
but
hey,
with his
hey,
personality.
Jonathan, how would you do in prison at 6'2", 230? And you're like, whoa, you'd be passed around, buddy. Meanwhile, Jax walks in the room and it's like, no, that guy.
I do get along with everybody.
You're running the prison system at the end of this whole thing.
I think you might be a little more stuffy. There's an approachability
stuff.
Just in prison. And I think people might more want to attack you, whereas Jax is so low-key. They're like, I'm going to get him one day, and then they don't because they're like, yeah, I can't. He's Jax. And then all of a sudden, he's the go-between between all the gangs in prison.
I'll protect you, JP.
I mean, I'm friends with everybody. I don't know what to tell you. I have friends in all sorts of
outside,
shapes, sizes, colors, all everything.
Not in prison. You're going to have to fight your way.
I kind of want to be like, I always envision prison me as like a kingmaker of sorts.
I bet you do.
I'm not even Shawshank in this. I'm just out here calling shots from my little ivory tower over there. You do my bidding. You finish that out. I got some ramen for you on the side, though.
I think you're going to be making it with a king. That's how it's going to be.
Come on.
Easy now.
I didn't say I'm running the best gang in prison, okay? I didn't say that. I didn't say we're not the best one. We're not top dog. But for what we are, we do good work. We're respected.
I bet you do.
We're respected.
Respect is an interesting word for it.
And, well, it's hard to get respect in prison.
That's true. You're going to outfreak this for you. You got to earn it.
Only way I'm going to prison is for like a white collar crime to begin with anyway. So like, but you got to think about that too. I'm not going to get sent to one of these prisons where it's anything but basically a country club.
Good thing.
You know, the ones that are in like upstate New York where it's like, they like let you actually play golf during your prison sentence.
Yeah.
They have like tennis courts and everything. Those are the prisons I'll get sent to.
Sure.
I'm not getting sent to a real one.
Sure. Yeah, that's what you want to believe, and I believe you.
That is what I believe.
I believe in you.
Yeah, I'll be protected.
In case we missed it in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.